I need to ask you a favor.
Ask me anything.
I need to borrow your father. I'm going on a journey just for a day or so.
Where are you going?
I don't know yet. But I think someone's going to show me the way.
It is true, isn't it? You are their leader. You are the king of this town. That's what you've been saying. That's what you've been telling them.
Michael Sheen, I'm with you in the Aberavon Shopping Centre, a year on from the Passion Plays, and really a celebration of what was a really remarkable event for this town.
It was absolutely extraordinary, you know, not just for the town, I think for everybody individually and personally, for the town itself, but also for the medium then, if you want, for want of a better word. You know, I think what we... as a town and as a group and as a community managed to achieve last year was unprecedented, really, and still inspiring people even now. And that's what this event this weekend is about, is to see what it's inspired in people, to tell their stories. You know, we've asked people to send us their favourite photographs of what happened, to tell their stories, to write it down, or paint it, or, you know, so it's all about people responding and giving us their response, which was what the Passion was about in the first place.
Really. There's a memory wall here where people have written on luggage labels their memories from the event, and people talking very openly about the emotion that it caused in them. And I suppose that goes back to the root of the traditional idea of a Passion Play, but also this modern phenomena of drawing in a crowd from the community and embracing a work of art on an enormous, almost industrial scale.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it was about reclaiming, I think. You know, remembering, witnessing, that was an important word that we used a lot. And reclaiming something, I think the town, reclaiming some pride in themselves and in what is going on in the town, reclaiming it as their own, you know, and that it's the people's, it's the communities, but also reclaiming a sense of artistic expression as well. And so it was, you know, part of the Easter story then is about death and rebirth, and that was what we always really wanted to do with the Passion, was to find a way to see the town afresh, so that you know, so there was a lot about loss and you know, the sort of what has gone, which will never come back, and remembering that and speaking it, saying the names of things and people that aren't around anymore, and obviously that becomes a very emotional and powerful experience. But in order to then look ahead and to say, I mean, that was what was extraordinary about the crucifixion, when my character's memory comes back and he starts naming people and places and events from the town that are no longer here, and names that have not been spoken aloud for years in some cases, and people cheering as they heard it.
I remember knights of the starlight, bands of the troubadour. I remember the Carlton and Farrells and Wall Street.
You had this terrific idea for the Passion when National Theatre Wales launched just a few years ago. How much do you think this has now changed the way that theatre is done in Wales, but also around the world, because of the impact it had, really, not just on people in Port Talbot, but the critics were going mad for it. I mean, it's obviously a formula that works, even if it takes years of organisation and setting up.
Well, in a funny way, it looks in two directions. It looked back to why drama began in the first place. You know, that was part of what I was interested in, but in ancient Greek times, when drama first was invented then, it seemed to answer two needs. One was the idea of a community coming together and sharing the things that are most important to them, to remind themselves after their busy lives day to day, that you kind of come back and go, no, this is what's important to us. But secondly, to take part in something that is mysterious, something that ultimately is unknowable and yet very powerful, and that you give yourself to, and it's bigger than you. And that doesn't have to be religious, although that is part of the religious experience. It can be communal, it can be family, whatever it is, but to feel like you're in touch with something that is somehow essential and that you can't quite put words to. So it was looking back in that respect, but it was also looking forward in that it was we used every single bit of technology that was available to us. So I think ultimately, it communicated a message that was, not really a message, but it communicated something that was very powerful to people, and yet was theatrically kind of on a grand scale and worked in different mediums. And so I can understand why people kind of got very excited about it, because I think it's pushed the possibilities and the boundaries of what you can do, but also reminded people what it should be about at its heart,